You're listening to the audio production of Tidewater Inn by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Chapter 1. Libby Holliday fought her way through the brambles to the overgrown garden. She paused to wave a swarm of gnats away from her face. The house was definitely in the federal style, as she had been told. Palladian windows flanked a centered door, or rather, the opening for a door. The structure was in serious disrepair. Moss grew on the roof, and fingers of vine pried through the brick mortar. The aroma of honeysuckle vied with that of mildew. She stepped closer to the house and jotted a few impressions in her notebook before moving inside to the domed living room. The floorboards were missing in places and rotted in others, so she planted her tan flats carefully. She could almost see the original occupants in this place. She imagined her own furniture grouped around the gorgeous fireplace. She'd love to have this place, but something so grand that needed this much repair would never be hers. The best she could do would be to preserve it for someone else who would love it. She itched to get started. Her cell phone rang, and she groped in her canvas bag for it. Glancing at the display, she saw her partner's name. "Hey, Nicole," she said. "You should see this place, a gorgeous federal-style mansion. I think it was built in 1830, and the setting by the river is beautiful. Or it will be, once the vegetation is tamed." Perching on the window seat, she made another note about the fireplace. "Nicole, are you there?" There was a long pause. Then Nicole finally spoke. "I'm here." "You sound funny. What's wrong?" Nicole was usually talkative, and Libby couldn't remember the last...